guys. I saw this on someone's page, actually. It's not mine, but I actually love what she said. And she said, "It took me 25 years to realize why us women get attached to unhealthy relationships. It's because we don't date. We didn't take the time to see if this is the man we want to wake up to every day. Does he have whole tendency? How he react when he's mad? Can we tolerate his lifestyle? All we know is we had sex. Don't want a few plays, so we go together. Slow talk. 9 out of 10, he plays card right. We're human, so we fall. We talk, we kick it a couple of weeks, and we eventually have sex again. And automatically, we feel bonded to a man we don't know. And it's always because we already had sex. We feel obligated to try to be his girlfriend or stick around since we gave the cookie up. Next thing you know, you are in a toxic ass relationship for years and sleeping with a fucking devil. Because you feel like they changed on you and you miss the way you used to be. But in reality, you didn't get to know that person, because once a woman become intimate, we harbor feelings, fantasies, and become so high off the idea of love. And don't consider, is he still viewing his options? Is he still moving around? Is he still securing himself and making sure you really what he wants and what you, that you the best he can do? But since he can't tell you, I fuck with you, but I'm fucking with other bitches until I figure out the real you. And if you want me investing and getting rid of my other bitches, he like to keep you close just in case. Patience is a virtue. Even if you had sex with them before you enter a relationship, know what you're dealing with or who you're dealing with. We tend to fall in love with a man could be not what he really is. Don't be so quick to claim a man. Learn the man." So this takes me back. Yeah, I used to think that the best sex was with my toxic ex, that I couldn't live alone, that the best sex or the best dick came from the person that you've been with for forever, but break up all the time and always get back together because the sex is good. Some of us actually pride ourselves in the fact that we never had sex with anyone else. Even with knowing this person is a liar, having sex with other women and we never give us more than some half-assed love, we still feel good knowing that we never share our body with anyone else. The satisfaction we find in allowing someone to sexually have access to us whenever they please and still treat us like shit while we sit around waiting for the next time that we see them, I get to spend time with them, is not where our happiness ends. We happen. We lower our worth every time we wake up out of our sleep at 3 a.m. to reply to a text or pack a spend a nine bag. You know what I'm saying? Every time we try to shower, get dressed, fix our hair and pack, or before they get there so we can be at their place, it's so fucking toxic. I know. Know the people you're sleeping with. Know the people you're giving your time to. They didn't change. They were that person before you met them. They just that you didn't really have the time to want to like study them. It takes a lot of humans. You really cannot study someone because a lot of people changes. Me, for example, I'm not going to say I'm still the same person I was 2 months ago. I've changed and I'm learning how to give less and less fucks every day. Yeah, so yeah, it's what it is. So we should learn to know people that we are giving ourselves to, because at the end of the day, you don't want to come online and start saying all men are trash. Oh my God, I hate men. Or look at what he did to me. He wasted my time and all of that, because maybe this person is with you. The person doesn't even know if he wants to be with you. You understand? There are still a lot of things that he's still considering about you that I don't know. But at the end of the day, when they leave you hanging and you be like, oh my God, oh, he used me. That's the word that goes around. He used me. How could he use me? Like, but you never get a chance to really learn this person. You never really get a chance to make sure that you know who this person is. Like, maybe it's his way. There are a lot of girls who are cool with men actually fucking other bitches. Yeah, there are a lot of people who are cool with men actually being with other women, and they, as long as they come home to them, as long as they coming home to the, and the funny thing is that we women, when we are so tied to men like this, we tend to save ourselves for this man. We don't want to give ourselves to nobody else because it's like nobody knows our body like the way this person knows our body. The dick might be smart, though. The dick might be smart. The dick might be little, but there's just a feeling of comfort that comes with it that it is, I'm giving myself to this person. And some of us too, we don't want to go out there giving out the cookie up like that because we're trying to maintain our body count and all of that. The person you're trying to maintain your body count for, the person is fucking all bitches. Like, the person is fucking everybody. I think there was a time in my relationship where we're talking and we're like, you know what, if you had a chance to fuck anybody, who would that be? And the guy was calling a lot of celebrities that he's gonna bang and all of that. When he asked me who you're gonna fuck, I told him that I'll fuck your dad, I'll fuck your best friend, I'll fuck your brother, I'll fuck your pastor, I'll fuck your barber, I'll fuck everybody, I'll fuck every male figure in your life you ever respected. And this guy got so mad. I don't know why he got mad. I think the group of people I mentioned that I was gonna fuck, I think that thing really got him pissed. Don't worry, I try to be petty myself though. So as women, please do not put yourself in a one chance. Don't put yourself in a bad place whereby you feel like because you've had sex with a nigger, because you've had sex with a man, automatically you are their woman, you are the person. Yeah, sex don't really, I feel sex is a very sacred thing though, but at the same time, sex is some way. You could fuck someone today and the next day you don't want to even see them again. And you could fuck someone today and it's the beginning of forever for you, but it takes a lot. But what I'm going to say is that pussy comes and pussy goes. It's all the same. Pussy don't keep a man. It's a man that want to be kept, that will stay. Pussy don't keep a man. No matter how tight, no matter how wet you get, no matter how juicy your pussy is, no matter how sweet it is, no matter how you've steamed your vagina, the guy is still going to leave you for the most dirtiest bitch in the hood. So, what? So, I'm sorry. I know I sound mean as fuck right now, but it's what I feel like. It's what it is. It's what it is. So, know the person you want to be in a relationship. Know the person you're in a relationship with. So, not one morning they wake up and decide that, you know what? Fuck off. Then you start coming online saying that all men are trash. You understand? Saying that all men are trash. But you put yourself in a position like that because you didn't know you were with a trash. A well-packaged trash. You understand? Just learn to know your person. What are the conversations you are having in your relationship? Are you having like some of the most dumbest conversation in your relationship? You have to be able to have conversation. I'm not talking about having meaningless conversation like, baby, do you love me? No, that is not the conversation I'm talking about. You have to be able to have this conversation so you know if am I doing forever with this person. Because something I really like about myself is that I really want to be reassured. I'm a slut when it comes to reassurance. When you don't reassure me, it means you want me to leave. It means you want me to go, actually. I'm this person that I'm a slut when it comes to reassurance. I want you to reassure me every 2 minutes and twice on Sundays. That is all I want. When you don't reassure me, it means that, I don't know, it means you have to reassure me. I have to know why am I in this relationship with you? Why am I doing this thing with you? And most of the times we tend to forget because the whole relationship was, you know, it was nice. I believe I've left a lot of relationship because there was no reassurance. There was no, am I going to say I'm an understanding person? I'm a very understanding person. I'm a very sweet, sweet person when it gets a relationship. But just that, these niggas, please, I didn't say anything, but I believe in relation, you just have to know your person. And sometimes I tend to know people. When I know them, I'm like, this is not the person I want to be with. This is not the person. It's like chatting with someone online and you see them, their personality is just trash. Yeah, that is how it is. So learn your person, know the person, know his plans for you. Don't be there stuck in that relationship. You guys are not twins. Don't be there stuck in that relationship. You don't know where the relationship is going. When they leave you and get married on Saturday, then you start coming and saying that we should hide your ID and keep you anonymous. and you want to say something, there's this person here, he's reading this message. Nobody gives a fuck. You have to be able to know your person. Know the person you're dating. Know the person you're dating. And believe me, and know what they are capable of doing. Sex does not mean that you guys are going to get married. Yeah. So, welcome to my podcast. It's your girl, Esther Amin. Please, guys, if you want to feature on my podcast, make sure you share the link and tag me, submit your topic, and let's go through it. And believe me, I'm down for whatever thing you're coming to say. Remember, grab your lotions. Okay, take care, guys. Have a wonderful week. So this is all I have to say today on my podcast. And thank you for tuning in.